Pope Benedict XVI appealed today for the success of the upcoming G20 meeting in Cannes. His appeal came at the end of his weekly general audience. "It is my hope," said Pope Benedict, "that the meeting might help to overcome the difficulties that on a global level are blocking the promotion of an integral and authentically human development." Before the appeal, in his catechesis, the Holy Father reflected on the Solemnity of All Souls, which the Church keeps every November 2nd. The Pope said, "The God who is love offers us the promise of eternal life through the death and resurrection of his Son." The Pope also had greetings for the English-speaking pilgrims present at the audience. Also on the Holy Father's calendar for Wednesday evening was a traditional All Souls Day appointment, a period of silent prayer for his predecessors in the crypt beneath St. Peter's Basilica. The Solemnities of All Saints and All Souls begin a whole month dedicated especially to the pastoral concern of the Church for those who have died. I'm Chris Altieri.
Many people, of course, call today All Souls Day, but the official name is that it's the commemoration of all the faithful departed. And this commemoration actually has a long tradition in the Church. It started, according to the little research that I did in preparation for this, it started already in the 10th century, and it's attributed to St. Odilo, who already marked 2nd November as one of the days in which they could commemorate the members of their monastery that had died. But already again, when one checks in church history, you find that already in the 6th century, the Benedictines in their monasteries always had this practice of praying for the dead members of their communities. But as we know, it was kind of confined within their monasteries. It wasn't a common practice. But as time went on, it spread into other communities of monks, and eventually it went into the parishes. The date, at the beginning, again, historically, it seems the celebration was held after Easter, but before Pentecost. So the tradition to have it fixed in November comes much later, because that's where it is attributed to St. Odilo. It comes much later because, of course, one would see the immediate link after Easter. We have celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And before Pentecost, of course, it was in order for the early Christians to celebrate, of course, the resurrection, so to say, of those who have died and those that needed also some help through prayer. Mm-hmm. And then from the Catholic point of view, it seems the whole tradition is based on the theology that, of course, there are various categories of people who die. Mm-hmm. There are people who die, and immediately, because their lives, they've lived a saintly life, so to say, they go immediately into the presence of God. And there are some, maybe, they were faithful, they had faith in Jesus Christ, but because of our human weaknesses, they may not have died in a correct relationship, in a correct union with God. So there's a belief that these people are not allowed or do not immediately go into the presence of God. They need our prayer, and that's how the whole tradition comes in, the whole theology around the praying for the dead comes in, that we need to accompany them with the prayers so that whatever little venial sins they may have or mortal sins they might have might be taken away. And also, one thing that I was reflecting on, it also shows our faith as Christians, that we believe in the mass of God. Of course, we know that it's not because as a priest I've offered this mass that immediately somebody goes into heaven, but it is a belief that through our act of faith, through our prayers, those who have died, and through God's mercy and goodness, they are allowed to be in the presence of God and to enjoy what God has prepared for each one of us in heaven. So that's what I would say about that.
Okay. And the Pope is offering Mass himself tomorrow for the cardinals who have died in the past year, and is saying a silent prayer this evening. Can you tell us a little bit about the concept of indulgences? In this part of the month of November, there are a number of indulgences for the souls who have passed away. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. One of the things that, as you have mentioned, yes, the Pope is going to celebrate Mass to pray for the cardinals who have died in the last 1 year or even a few days ago. Mm-hmm. It is a practice that has been done for many years. Of course, as we know, the cardinals are his closest collaborators, and it is a normal thing that one would want to spend time to remember people who have worked closely with you or people in the past who have made a big contribution to the growth of the church. So that is one of the things the Pope does, and he does that with all the same way as I've said, putting his faith and expressing his faith that the Lord, in his mercy, will receive these brothers of his that worked in building the kingdom of God here on earth. Talking about indulgences, there are some indulgences that the church gives a chance to some people who want to get some favors. And one of the things which said between the 1st of May until the 8th of November, in this period, if one goes to the cemetery to pray for the sick, one offers Mass or joins in a Mass to pray for the sick during this period, and or they go to a parish and pray for this in the church and pray for the sick, they can receive special graces, special favors that they may ask from God. So it is a long tradition in the Catholic Church that people can receive indulgences, people can receive special favors that they request in a specified period. And one of those periods is during this period of from 1st to 8th of November. The other thing I wanted to say linked to what you asked is that I think praying for the dead is not confined to just one day. Mm-hmm. Actually, the church sets apart the whole month of November as a time in which we can pray, remember the dead, those the faithful departed, those who have gone ahead of us, marked to the sign of peace. But also, it's not only November we can pray for them. We can pray for them throughout the year because these are people that have lived with us. Some of them are our friends. Some of them are our own relatives. Some of them are our own colleagues. They are people that we hold dear, so we don't just reserve one day to remember them, but I think we can remember them throughout the whole year, except that this is a period that is set apart in which we can actually do that. And of course, as you rightly asked, there are also indulgences that are attached with it. There are special graces that we receive. But again, even the special graces, we don't have to wait for November every year that we can receive these special graces. I'm sure God, in his abundance and in his generosity, gives us all these blessings that we need whatever time we go to him. What we need is to have the disposition of faith. What we need is to express our faith that and our desire that we need these special graces, we need these special favors. Or maybe there are people who need these special favors, because sometimes our tendency is that we only pray for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We can also pray for other people to receive these indulgences, for other people to receive these special graces that they might need.